بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وأما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have hadith number 310 in the series of عمدة الأحكام, and this hadith was narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, and it's dealing with the chapter of marriage. So who will read this? Okay.
Narrated Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman who has been married before should not be given in marriage except after consulting her, and a virgin should not be given in a marriage except after taking her permission. O Allah's Prophet, how can we know her permission? He has said, her silence indicates the her permission.
Very good. Now, in this hadith, we learn that in Islam, a girl, a woman, to her guardian has two cases. Either she was married before and now she's not, either because she's divorced or she is widowed. Or either this woman was not married before. This is referred to her as a virgin. So a virgin is any woman that was not married before, and the marriage was not consummated. Maybe she had a marriage contract, but the marriage did not materialize. It's only on paper. And then she was divorced or widowed. In this case, she remains to be considered or labeled as a virgin. And this classification is important in Islam because we know, for example, in the case of prescribed punishment, if a woman commits an act of fornication or adultery, is the punishment the same? No. If she was never married before in her life, she is to be flogged 100 lashes. But if she was previously married, whether divorced, widowed, or presently still married, and she commits an act of adultery, she has to be stoned to death. The boy or the man is the same. If he was never married, flogged. If he is married or was previously married, then he has to be stoned to death. In marriage, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam separating and making a distinction between previously married and a virgin. When a proposal comes, the father goes to his previously married daughter and he says that so-and-so proposed to you. And what do you think? If she does not reply, this is not an approval. The Prophet ﷺ, she has to be consulted. She has to speak out. So she has to say, yes, I accept. Unlike a virgin who is usually bashful and shy. Usually, I'm saying. Nowadays, girls are not like this. So if the father goes to the girl and says, my daughter so-and-so proposed to you, what do you think? If she looks down and she does not reply, this is a sign of her approval, as the Prophet says, as-salam. Because if she didn't want him, she would object. This is the norm. Nowadays, girls are a little bit, yani, not so bashful and shy. She would say, what car does he drive? Does he have money? Is he handsome? Is he tall? Is he... So even girls who are supposed to be virgin, they are not as bashful, but this is not the norm. Normally, girls are shy when it comes to such topics. They would not discuss it. Their shyness is a sign of their approval. A previously married woman? No, she has to speak out. Now, having said that, when a father or a guardian goes and conveys a proposal, he has to sell his case. Not by saying, a man came to you and he proposed to marry you. What do you say? This is not enough. He has to sell this boy to the girl and show the good merits and good character and the good things in him. So he has to say, Oh, mashallah, he is 5 or 6 or 7 years older than you. He is nicely built. His face is quite handsome. He has a good job. He comes from a very good family, or he is quite well off. He has his own house. He is very polite. I've asked around and they say that he is mashallah. Any of the things that would make him appeal to her so that she would approve. Of course, this is only preliminary measures, because then there is what we call the interview or the meeting, the Islamic meeting. When the boy comes and sits with her in my presence, the guardian's presence, and they talk to each other and try to know one another and to try to get something of mutual liking between them. And then it might materialize and happen. We move on to the following hadith. And this hadith was narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said that the wife of Rafa'a al-Quradhi, may Allah be pleased with him, came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this woman said, I was with Rifa'a and he divorced me thrice, irrevocable. Afterwards, I married Abdurrahman ibn Zubair, and all he possesses is like the fringe of a garment. Thereupon, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and said, do you want to return to Rifa'a? No, until he tasted your sweetness and you have tasted his sweetness. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, was sitting at the time with the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and Khalid ibn Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, was sitting at the door awaiting permission to enter, yet he heard the conversation. And Khalid called loudly saying, Abu Bakr, don't you hear what she is saying loudly in the presence of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now this hadith deals with a number of topics. Firstly, this woman was married to the companion Rafa'a or Rifa'a al-Quradhi, and he divorced her 3 times. So we learn from this hadith that divorce is irrevocable if it takes place the 3rd time. Allah says divorce is twice. Either you keep them or you let them go. And the 3rd divorce is the one that makes the marriage irrevocable. Khalas, it's done. What does that mean? A man has the right to divorce his wife 3 times. Of course, for legitimate reasons. The 1st divorce takes place. After the divorce takes place, they have what is known as the iddah, the waiting period. And this varies. If she's pregnant, her iddah is over when she delivers. If she is not pregnant, her iddah is counted by monthly periods. After the 3 monthly periods, she is a stranger to him. And during the 3 monthly periods, he has the right to reconcile her and get her back to be his wife. But this means that 1 divorce is down, 2 to go. And if he doesn't, khalas, if the 3 monthly periods are over, then she's a stranger to him. He cannot go back to her until he proposes again from the very beginning. Then he pays a new mahar, a new dowry, with the consent of her father, etc. This is the only way acceptable. So 1st divorce, he reconciled. They're back together. Then something happened, he divorced her again, and they reconciled. The 3rd divorce, if he says, you are divorced, immediately she becomes a stranger. And this is they called irrevocable divorce, the 3rd and last final divorce. If this happens, as mentioned in the Quran, he cannot marry her again, not even with a new mahar, with the consent of her father. Khalas, it's over. She's haram for him forever until. Until what? Until she marries another man, a correct marriage, not for the intention of making the 1st one halal. No, a correct marriage, and the marriage is consummated. If he divorces her after that, she may marry the 1st husband. So this woman comes and she says, my husband, Rifa'a, he divorced me 3 times, irrevocable. Then I married Abdurrahman ibn Zubair. I married another companion. And this is what is meant by he has, the hadith says that all he possesses is like the fringe of a garment. She's saying something figuratively, a metaphor, not a clear statement, because there has to be some sort of bashfulness or shyness. She's saying that Abdul Rahman ibn Zubair is impotent. He's unable to perform sexual intercourse. He's not capable of doing this. So she is saying that she wants to go back to her first husband because her second husband is impotent. So the Prophet smiled, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he understood from her question that relating his impotency, she wants to go to the first husband who was not impotent. He was capable. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, you want to go to the first one? No. Until the marriage is consummated, until sexual intercourse takes place between you and the second husband. This is a condition. Otherwise, you cannot. So you may divorce the second husband, but you cannot go to the first one. You may marry a third one who would have sexual intercourse and then afterwards divorce you properly with no intention of a trick or so. Then in this case, you may go back to the first husband. Now, this is the rule in Islam. If three divorces take place, she cannot go back to him until she marries a correct marriage and a marriage that there is no intention of any kinds of trick in it. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.